From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Friday, December 19th, 2025. The former manager of a medical school morgue has been sentenced for their role in selling body parts on the internet. 58-year-old Cedric Lodge will serve 8 years in prison, according to the Associated Press. Lodge was part of a network of people who bought and sold body parts online, including a Little Rock woman who worked at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. She was sentenced to 15 years in prison earlier this year. Lodge previously managed the morgue at Harvard Medical School. A former Pine Bluff radio personality is facing felony charges after allegedly shooting his girlfriend. Will Jenkins is accused of shooting 71-year-old Lenora Robinson at a business on Wednesday. Jenkins then took part in a standoff with law enforcement at his house, but was apprehended after more than 2 hours. Robinson's gunshot wound is not expected to be life-threatening. Jenkins is expected to be charged with first-degree domestic battery. He is a former employee of Pine Bluff-based Delta Plex Radio. Department of Human Services says 8 out of over 300 child abuse reports under review have been flagged for further examination. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports the review of reports made from June 2024 to July of this year comes after state child abuse investigators failed to rescue a child in Mountain Home despite multiple reports in 2024. The child was eventually discovered by local police. Legislators have grilled DHS officials over the incident in recent months. DCFS officials say they do not expect any additional cases to be flagged for review, but the examination process is ongoing. Arkansas's junior Republican U.S. Senator Tom Cotton has introduced a bill to create a, quote, protective zone around uniformed members of the National Guard while on duty. The zone would be a 15-foot zone around the Guard member that is marked by, quote, verbal warning, visible signage, barricade tape, or other reasonable means. Anyone crossing into the zone with the intent to interfere with the Guard member's duty would face federal charges that could include imprisonment of up to 1 year. Cotton's proposed National Guard Protective Zone Act would also create felony penalties for anyone touching, spitting on, or throwing any object at a National Guard member while on duty. Transportation security officials are urging Arkansans to be prepared this holiday travel season. Little Rock's Clinton National Airport is expecting as many as 80,000 passengers to make their way through the terminal by January 4th. Transportation Secretary Administration spokesperson Gervais Jobert says passengers can avoid potential headaches by arriving early.
You want to make sure you allow yourself enough time to deal with traffic, find a parking spot, and make sure you're walking through the airport doors 2 hours ahead of your flight. That'll save you some time, and it'll also allow for time if there's anything you have to make adjustments for.
Jobert said that a real ID or equivalent is needed to avoid extra screening time at TSA checkpoints. He says beginning in February, passengers without a real ID will need to confirm their identity on an online platform prior to passing through a security checkpoint.
That's called Confirm ID. It's an online service that they can go to, and it's something that they can use before they even leave the house. And so that can be prepared once they get into the checkpoint.
Travelers will have to pay $45 to use Confirm ID's program, which gives them approval to pass through TSA checkpoints for a 10-day period. More information available online at tsa.gov. Congress has approved a bill to shorten review time for new energy and infrastructure projects under the National Environmental Protection Act. Arkansas Republican Representative Bruce Westerman co-sponsored the legislation known as the SPEED Act, along with Democratic Representative Jared Golden of Maine. A last-minute addition from GOP lawmakers would allow the Trump administration to block some offshore wind projects if the legislation becomes law. Environmental groups opposing the bill say it would weaken public participation in environmental projects and limit judicial oversight, potentially leading to more pollution and environmental harm. The bill now goes to the U.S. Senate for consideration. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will get an opportunity to make appointments to the State Board of Corrections due to term limits. Board Chair Benny Magnus' term expires on December 31st, while member Brandon Tollett resigned in October. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette report, Magnus declined to comment on his upcoming term limit. He was appointed to the Arkansas Board of Corrections in 1999 and has been its chair for 17 years. Members of the board serve 7-year staggered terms. A third position may be open at the end of 2026 as member Lee Watson's tenure is set to end next year. The governor has often been at odds with the State Board of Corrections. Board members voted to fire the governor's corrections secretary in January of last year and have steadily pushed back on a proposed 3,000-bed prison in Franklin County that was championed by Sanders. Today we'll have largely sunny skies with a high of 52 degrees. Tonight's low is 38. For the weekend, expect much of the same. Highs will be in the 50s and 60s, lows in the 40s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.